coming up as well. It is now 6 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. The news sponsored by LongRoofing.com. President Trump making his UN debut this morning in New York.
Yesterday, President Trump chaired a meeting on reforming the United Nations.
We must ensure that no one and no member state shoulders a disproportionate share of the burden.
The brief speech was a warm-up for today's appearance before the full General Assembly. North Korea will likely occupy a prominent place in the speech, but world leaders will also listen for nuanced language about climate change and any signs that he's softening his position on withdrawing the U.S. from the Paris Climate Accord. President Trump could also use the occasion to let the world know whether he intends to honor the Iran nuclear deal. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
We will carry the president's speech live around 10 a.m. this morning on WMAL.com. A vote scheduled to take place tonight in Prince William County on whether to build a new multi-million dollar animal shelter.
There are a handful of designs that Prince William County supervisors will vote on tonight, ranging from $11 to $16 million. The current facility is decades old and simply isn't large enough for the number of animals living there. Supervisor Pete Canlin among those concerned about cost.
We had talked about, well, what if we did a $6 million animal shelter, an $8 million animal shelter, and now we're hearing 12.7 or 12.3 is barely going to get you anything that's functional.
The meeting starts at 7:30 tonight. There will be a public comment period before the vote. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Northern Virginia commuters, the Virginia Department of Transportation is offering a new website for 66 drivers who want answers about using 66 inside the Beltway. That's always been off limits to solo drivers during rush hour inside the Beltway, but that'll be changing with the introduction of express lanes starting in December. The website is www.66expresslanes.org. CNN reporting U.S. investigators wiretapped former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort under a warrant from a secret court.
The FBI has communications between suspected Russian operatives relaying what they claimed were discussions with Manafort, as well as communications involving Manafort himself. Now, none of this has amounted to what people would consider a smoking gun in this investigation. There is still more work being done to determine whether there's a criminal violation here.
Justice correspondent Pamela Brown. They have until the end of the month. Senators Lindsey Graham and Bill Cassidy have a new effort to repeal Obamacare and replace it with a system that provides federal money to states so states can decide.
For his part, Cassidy says turning over the matter to the states is bedrock Republican legislation.
We don't think of blue states or red states in this bill. We think of American states, of American patients. And we think those who are eligible for assistance should get about the same.
Through a legislative quirk, the bill has to be approved by the end of the month to get through the Senate with a simple majority.
Correspondent Bob Costantina. Toys R Us filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection here in the U.S. Like the rest of the retail industry, the toy company has been hurt by the dominance of Amazon as consumers buy more toys online. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 22,268, the NASDAQ at 64,54. In sports, Washington Capitals fall in their first preseason game, 4-1 to New Jersey. Nationals take on the Braves in Atlanta tonight. Max Scherzer on the mound. Orioles lose to the Red Sox 10-8. And the Redskins play Suha Cravens on the reserve list out for the season. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Rush Limbaugh.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to cut to the chase real quick on this.
The Rush Limbaugh Show.
It's fascinating and highly instructive.
Weekdays noon till 3.
It's the greatest thing in the world.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonizer, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
This is Sonny Jurgensen. Got a confession to make. I let my wife drag me to one of those Mike Collins estate planning seminars. Like I don't have enough on my plate with a certain football team. Actually, it wasn't too bad. In fact, we both learned a whole lot about how to protect our kids and grandkids down the road and to take care of ourselves right now. So if you get one of Mike's invitations in the mail, go. I'm glad I did. Get all the information and register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
It's 6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Getting a little busy around the Beltway. A couple of items. Let's start in Maryland as you leave the Joint Andrews Air Force Base heading outer loop between Route 5 and Route 4. That's where the slowdowns are due to the crash. And then on the top side, seeing delays right as you come around the curve and approaching George Avenue. Accident there has just been reported. So, again, as you leave Silver Spring, they'll stop and go. Crash reported after Colesville Road, after near Georgia Avenue, so do watch in that stretch. Watching you on 270, it's just been a lot of heavy volume early this morning out of Frederick, down through 108, down through 80, Urbana, and Hyattstown. Beyond, you're looking good. Clarksburg down to the Beltway, so that looks good, no problems. Virginia Beltway, heading into Springfield on the outer loop, the exit ramp that would take you to 95. That's where we have the accident. You can get around in just a brief delay, but do watch. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy start to our Tuesday, but clouds will break up and give way to sunshine here this afternoon. Breezy at times and warmer. We're into the low 80s. Clear overnight, 67. Sunny and upper 80s Wednesday and Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 70 degrees right now at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning. Joining us in 1 hour at 7:05 is James Carafano from the Heritage Foundation with a preview of President Trump's speech at the UN at 7:35. Dick Harry is the chair of the Republican Party in Maryland. He'll run down the list of Democrats running for governor against Larry Hogan at 8:15 from the National Review. It's Jim Garrity. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow will be joining us. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonnades.
Okay, so there's a bunch of stuff coming out about the investigation from Robert Mueller and how the Trump orbit is being examined by the U.S. government, including the Obama administration. But I want to first take you to a very interesting story from the New York Times that's been gathered in a way that every reporter wishes they could gather a story, which is that it falls into your lap while you're eating a delicious steak lunch. I mean, it really doesn't get any better than that. Just go to BLT Steak right near the White House. And if you're a New York Times reporter, it's 175 feet from your office in D.C. 175 feet. I mean, these are mere steps. And to go to outside, sit outside BLT Steak, and it may just be that the president's lawyers will be outside also having lunch and having a full-blown conversation about what they're intending to do as they handle the Mueller investigation. Here's Ed Henry at Fox News explaining what happened.
The New York Times reporting that one of their reporters basically sat a few days ago right near two members of legal team. You see them right there, John Dowd and Ty Cobb, when they were having lunch in Washington at a steakhouse. And this reporter basically overheard them talking about concerns that Ty Cobb specifically had about the president's counsel inside the White House, Don McGahn. You see John Dowd there on the left. He's the outside attorney for the president's legal team in this Russia probe. Ty Cobb on the right is also helping the president's legal team, but from inside the White House. And what was overheard allegedly by this New York Times reporter was Ty Cobb there on the right raising questions about the chief White House counsel, Don McGahn, and whether or not he was turning over enough documents to Robert Mueller. You see Don McGahn there on the left, Robert Mueller on the right. McGahn's position, basically, Martha, is that they have to be careful about turning over too much information to Mueller because that could have an impact on the institution of the presidency, of the executive branch. much long term in terms of executive power. But what Ty Cobb and others are privately saying is they want to turn over as much emails and other documents to Robert Mueller as possible, because they simply do not believe that an obstruction of justice charge can be brought against this president. And so Ty Cobb and others in the president's legal team, I'm told, believe that the sooner they can get this information to Robert Mueller, Paul Manafort, General Flynn, others may be facing legal jeopardy, but they simply don't think the president will face anything like that. So they want to turn over as much as possible, Martha.
So basically, they're sitting outside having lunch, just jawing over how much they want to give to Robert Mueller. And there's a New York Times reporter sitting right behind their shoulder, just writing everything down. Who needs leaks when you could just go to a steakhouse?
Isn't that one of the first things we were discussing this off there? But you have to be so careful when you have these conversations. When you're discussing something business wise, regardless of what your business is, you have to be so careful, because conversations that are overheard on trains, when you think like no one's listening, because there's, you know, we have the high backs to the seats, or on planes or in restaurants. How do they not know that?
Right. I mean, look, this has happened a lot. Like, you mentioned trains. This happens on the Acela, like, nonstop. Reporters traveling back and forth between New York and D.C. are constantly overhearing conversations between government officials and lobbyists and people who are traveling between those two cities that they can instantly tweet or share and be like, oh, I'm on this train. It was, in fact, a couple years ago, some guy from MoveOn.org overheard former NSA director Michael Hayden having an off-the-record conversation with a reporter, and kept telling, it was on background, and he's like, remember, just refer to me as a former senior administration official. And he was bragging about black sites and rendition, and like, he was going crazy. And meanwhile, other people on the train are overhearing the entire conversation, and they're like, oh, I'm going to tweet this out and talk about it. So, yeah, you should be careful, obviously. And, you know, the other thing is that I think that the White House and these government officials, by and large, they forget that these reporters are just as bougie as they are. They're just as elite. Like, Ken Vogel of the New York Times is going to eat at the same steakhouse that you're going to be eating at. Sorry, you're just, because you're there doesn't mean you've priced out a bunch of, like, poor reporters from eating next to you.
Well, I think they have this idea that they're still, you know, these reporters are still running around with a pad and a pencil, you know, with a hat on, yes, with a little a ticket stub in it, you know, like, and they're still barely making ends meet and eating a sandwich out of their pocket.
No,
not how it is anymore.
Not at all. No. I mean, I don't think it's, well, anyway, the point is, Ken Vogel was there. Chris Christie weighed in on this as well, as he often does. Here's Christie on Fox last night.
What do you think about the lunch thing?
They should stay inside in the White House. They shouldn't be talking about cases outside of the White House. You just shouldn't. And, you know, we were saying before, you know, for those of us who ride the Acela between New York and Washington, we've all learned the lesson from watching others make that mistake. Don't have those conversations, because you never know who's sitting near you and who's listening.
Yeah, I suggest someone provide the Trump legal team with flashcards. These are the reporters that you might want to know the face of, right?
Yeah, either that or just be smart and don't talk about your client's case unless you're in a place that you know is secure.
Yeah, be discreet. Be discreet. I mean, I can't tell you how many times, I'm sure a lot of our audience has experienced this, but go to DCA and get on an airplane and go anywhere. How many times do you see somebody you recognize in first class? A lot. A lot. And they have conversations with other people. I mean, it's also interesting to me. I like overhearing these types of conversations. I enjoy them. But obviously, you should be discreet. You should, like, control yourself when you're in public. People know who you are, and they know what you're talking about. So, you know, try a little. Also, Paul Manafort, remember Trump's former,
yes,
campaign chairman, important news out of CNN yesterday. They're reporting that Paul Manafort was wiretapped, remember that word, wiretapped by U.S. government investigators both before and after the 2016 presidential election. That's according to a report out yesterday night. The wiretapping was authorized by a secret FISA court, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court, after the FBI started to investigate Paul Manafort in 2014. So he's been under scrutiny over his financial dealings and lobbying efforts with pro-Russia and Ukrainian officials. But he's denied all along colluding with Russia to influence the election in any way. The order to monitor Manafort was reportedly discontinued in 2016, but investigators obtained another FISA warrant that stretched into early 2017, according to the report. So there's a lot of questions here about wiretapping Paul Manafort, and some conservatives today rushing to say, Trump's vindicated. Trump said that they were wiretapping Trump Tower. This is proof they were wiretapping his campaign chairman. I'm not sure where or if you should even land anywhere on that question, but there was some wiretapping going on, according to CNN.
It's going to be interesting to see, because if they were wiretapping Paul Manafort before the election, that means it was the Obama administration doing it.
Yes.
And we know that he had conversations with President Trump. So is there... This opens up a whole new can of worms, right, about the appropriateness of this. I mean, how do we know what information was snatched up? And we know that Susan Rice was unmasking people in the Trump campaign. Right? This just deepens this even more. This is like a bowl of worms.
Yeah,
it truly is.
And as you assess this, the other thing is that cursed Trump dossier.
Yeah.
The thing that includes, like, you know, some mixture of truth and discredited information being used as a predicate, funded by supposedly Democrats and Republicans and the FBI, by the way, all dumping money into this Trump dossier in order to keep the research going. And to what extent did that form the foundation of wiretapping Paul Manafort, for instance?
Right, and getting conversations between the campaign manager and the candidate of the opposition party, and how was that information used, if at all?
Yeah, so, meanwhile, former Trump...
My grandchildren are going to be investigating this.
Former Trump aides think that Manafort will be the guy who's indicted for financial crimes. So, we'll see. We'll see what happens, but we're tracking it all for you.
It's 6:15, WMAL traffic and weather is every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66, you're off to a pretty calm start, and we need that for sure. So coming out of Gainesville, Manassas, Centerville, it's just been about the volume on the increase at this time of the morning. Same story with 95 for Stafford and Aquia and Dale City. Now, around the Beltway, we have had a couple of problems. Still trying to clear the crash, Maryland over near Joint Andrews. Let's go outer loop just as you pass Route 5. Watch for brake lights up ahead. The crash is going to be before you get to Route 4 near Allentown Road. So again, that's the outer loop side of the Beltway. Inner loop, you're fine. And then that inner loop continues still with no delay right now to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Top side of the Beltway, as you come off the 95 up ahead, you're seeing that stop and go pretty much right away and around toward George Avenue. That a crash reported between Colesville Road and George Avenue. So keep alert there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, you're going to start out with mostly cloudy skies, some patchy fog, but sunshine will mix in through the afternoon with a high of about 80 tonight. Partly cloudy, low of 68, and then tomorrow, lots of clouds, slight chance of a rain shower, high around 80. Currently in our nation's capital, 70 degrees at 6:17 on WMAL.
So, a little Marine hymn for you. The President of the United States yesterday said that he's considering holding a 4th of July parade on Pennsylvania Avenue, which would consist of a showcase of America's military strength. Are you for this? I kind of am. Of course, this instantly got all sorts of reaction. But first, let me play for you. This is the President of the United States talking about his desire to see a military parade in Washington, D.C.
And it was one of the greatest parades I've ever seen. It was 2 hours on the button, and it was military might.
He's talking about the Seal Day in France.
For France, and for the spirit of France. And people don't know what great warriors they are in France, but when you see that and you see all the victories, it was a tremendous thing. And to a large extent, because of what I witnessed, we may do something like that on July 4th in Washington, down Pennsylvania. I don't know. We're going to have to try and top it. But we had a lot of planes going over. We had a lot of military might. And it was really a beautiful thing to see. They had representatives from different wars and different uniforms. It was really so well done.
Yeah. So here's the rub. So he wants to have one of these things. He's talking about having a military parade. And of course, instantly, the press is attacking him. It's like, oh, what are you, an authoritarian strongman to have military march in front of you? Like, how dare you, Mr. President? We're a democracy. We're not authoritarian. Come on. I mean, New York City's got Fleet Week, which I think is neat, and I think people appreciate. I mean, how many people are even touched by having a military person in their life anymore? What percentage of the country is even related to someone in the military? It's something like 1 million people serving in our military. I forget what the number is, but it's just a small, 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 small fraction of the population are actually serving. So not that many people actually know somebody close to them, potentially. More probably so in this area, but not that many people know somebody close to them who actually serves. So I think people would benefit from seeing a pretty neat march. I mean, I like, you know, air shows at bases. I'd love to see a display of our military might. I think that would kind of be encouraging.
Are we going to do, are we going to parade like missiles down the street in front of the White House, you know, like down Pennsylvania Avenue?
I'm
like
so for that.
Missiles and tanks and things
I'm
like
so
that.
I'm so for it.
Do you remember Kim Jong-un's last parade? People noticed that some of the missiles and stuff like that were like moving. They were paper mache. Some of them had like a wonky end on it that had kind of like bent a little bit. They weren't real.
I was skeptical when I saw somebody's arms pop out of it and it ran down the street. I was like, that doesn't look like a missile.
I like the idea of honoring our men and women who serve in our military. I think that's a fabulous idea. I like that. You're right, there's Fleet Week in New York, and Fleet Week in New York is a huge deal. Those men and women in uniform are in the city for a week. They don't drop a dime on anything. People will pick up their tabs. They can walk into the best restaurants in New York, and people will fight over paying their tabs for them. So I've seen it happen. It's amazing. So I love that, and I think you're right. I think so many people outside of this area, you have to get outside of this bubble here. People don't know anyone who served in the military or anyone who is serving, so they don't get it. And I love, in a way, humanizing the military in a way, so that it's just not this amorphous thing that's over here that just runs and does its thing. That it's comprised of people and families, and how I love it. I like that idea. I get draw the line of tanks down Pennsylvania.
I think the number, by the way, is a little higher than I thought in terms of people serving right now. But regardless, it's not a great percentage of the population. Let's go to Jack in Falls Church. Jack, what do you think about having a military parade on July 4th in D.C.?
I absolutely love the idea. It would be awesome. I can't recall the last time in history we've had one. I'm sure we've had. I think it's a great tradition to bring back. Pretty much everyone else does it. I've always wondered why we don't.
Yeah, I mean, we shut down the city for everything else. We've got a police week that, like, where cops are, like, from all over the country are driving everywhere. How about like, a military day? How about just, like, one awesome military parade? I would be for it, and so is Jack. So let's keep pressure up on that one. 622 on WMAL.
So are you considering, you know, just freshening up your home, revamping it a little bit so you paint the walls and maybe get some new furniture? But how many of you will pull up the old carpet in the family room or tackle the linoleum in the bathroom or the kitchen? That will really spruce up your home, but it's also going to add amazing value to your home. You know how you do it? You pick up the phone and you call the experts at 50 Floor. They come out to your home on your schedule. They bring all the samples with them, so you get to see how they look in your home with your lighting, your furniture, your cabinets. They make it so easy. Whether it's carpet, hardwood, vinyl, laminate, tile, you're going to love 50 Floor. Buying a new floor is an investment. And 50 Floor has a price match guarantee, so you know you're getting the best flooring and installation at the best price. And during the month of September, they're going to give you 60% off. It's an incredible discount. So you need to do it now. Schedule an in-home consultation at 50floor.com. And if you use promo code WMAL, they'll give you an additional $100 discount. So go to 50floor.com. That's 50floor.com for complete details and licensure information. 50floor.com.
I noticed you immediately. Who wouldn't? You're confident, no drama ease. Your low demands, your promise to stay true. And while others lasted for just a year, your beauty will last for 5 years. You may be the most beautiful mortgage I've ever met.
With Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's 5-5 adjustable rate mortgage, you can enjoy super low rates with no adjustments for 5 whole years. Apply now, and you'll automatically be entered to win our $5,000 home loan sweepstakes. So apply today at cofcu.org/arm or call 703-823-5211 for Commonwealth One's strongest arm.
Row.
Visit cofcu.org/arm for loan terms, conditions, and complete sweepstakes details. 5-5 arm requires 5% minimum down. No PMI with 95% or less LTV. Subject to credit approval. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. NMLS 1557.
Your heart is amazing, pumping 2,000 gallons of blood through your body every day. But if something goes wrong inside, like a valve problem or a structural or congenital heart defect, you'd want the region's leading team of cardiac physicians at your side. Like the specialists at MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute at MedStar Washington Hospital Center, recognized nationally by U.S. News & World Report. Our team approach to structural heart disease is one of many reasons for our national recognition. For 10 years, we've participated in every major clinical trial for TAVR, an advanced minimally invasive approach to aortic valve replacement. And we've performed more of these procedures than any other team in the Baltimore-Washington region. We have the experience you can trust. When you need an expert structural heart team, don't miss a beat. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/structural heart or schedule an appointment at 202-877-DOCS. That's 202-877-DOCS.
The 625 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Morning, Jamie.
Good morning. In this update, now sponsored by AAA. Now, some progress being made on this Maryland Beltway crash. You now have two lanes getting by. Location is going to be as you come around from Andrews, outer loop after Route 5, but it is a solid lineup around toward Allentown Road before you get to Route 4. So between Route 5 and 4, definitely want to watch for that. We're watching it too on 29. Apparently, a car struck a deer southbound 29 right in the White Oak area, right as you pass New Hampshire Avenue. So a bit of activity there, at least one lane blocked as a result. 270, it has been jammed this morning early on here out of Frederick, down past Urbana and 109. Again into Gaithersburg, seeing some of those delays. And just a heads up, Virginia Beltway commuters, outer loop heading to the exit ramp to go south on 95 on that ramp for crash. Blocks the left lane, but just a brief delay to get you through. Now, when your car breaks down, you just want to get back on the road and quickly. And that's why there's AAA. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A dry forecast here through the middle and end of the week. Clouds this morning, sunshine mixing in through the afternoon. Breezy at times, 83. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 69 degrees at 626 on WMAL. Hurricane Maria made landfall as a Cat 5 in Dominica. Widespread devastation. The Prime Minister was on Facebook live tweeting what was going on, and at one point his roof blew off his home while he was in it, and he said, I'm at the mercy of the hurricane. The water's just coming in, and within about 15 minutes, somebody came and rescued him somehow. It's amazing. So we had a conversation about whether it's a 5, it's a 4, it's up, it's down. When it passed over Dominica, after it passed over, it became a 4, but it has now since gone up. According to Janice Dean, the weather machine, she tweeted out that Hurricane Maria is back up to a Category 5, approaching Puerto Rico. It is expected to make landfall on Puerto Rico as a Cat 5. Sustained winds of 160 miles an hour. And most of Puerto Rico doesn't have power back from Irma. They're still trying to restore power from Irma. They are actually rationing supplies on Puerto Rico right now, man, so that everybody gets something.
Just when the U.S. thinks it's done with these hurricanes, Puerto Rico gets another one.
Yes, it is 628 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. You've heard me rave about my dentist, Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles. And now, due to your overwhelming response, he's extended this special offer. For the first 25 callers, Dr. Miles is offering a free exam and free x-rays so you can get your mouth back and great health. That's right, absolutely free. Find out what outstanding dental care is like and make up for years of dental neglect. All your dental problems can be fixed in just one or two visits, while you relax through it all with sedation. You sleep through the appointment with virtually no memory of it. Your health begins with a healthy mouth. So avoid emergencies, pain, and infection, and commit to looking and feeling great again. Call now and take advantage of this amazing offer for a free exam and free x-rays, regularly $375, and get your dental health back. You deserve it. Call Dr. Miles at 703-925-0800 or at smilesbymiles.com. That's MYLES.com.
Konica, the German Shepherd that I rescued, was stinky, skinny, and scrawny, full of skin rashes and scratching. And I started feeding Konica Dynavite, and he became such a happier, itch-free, stink-free dog. I dug deeper into the website.
DINOVITE.com.
What if, in addition to Dynavite, we do the raw beef and the egg diet and see what happens? Forget all these 50-pound bags, the formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways. this dog's as close to a wolf as you can get. They're carnivores. With just the raw meat and the eggs and the dynavite and super omega on top of it, it just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit. It's unbelievable. Hey, if you're thinking about rescuing a dog, you got to start them out on Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Coming up on WMAL, well, this may be a sad day in Toyland because it looks like Toys R Us may be filing for bankruptcy. Could this be the end of the ubiquitous toy store? That's really sad.
Sorry, Jeffrey. You're coming down.
Aw, 6:30 WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Barbara Britt. CNN has learned that U.S. investigators wiretapped former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort.
Manafort has previously denied that he ever knowingly communicated with Russian intelligence operatives during the election, and he's also denied helping Russia undermine U.S. interests.
Justice correspondent Evan Perez. A guilty plea from a Maryland woman who police say attacked her ex-husband's new wife with a hammer. After the breaking into the couple's home in New Jersey, 44-year-old Marie Stewart will be sentenced for attempted murder in January. As demonstrations continue in St. Louis, violent protests last night on the campus of Georgia Tech following a peaceful vigil for a Georgia Tech student shot by police. Hurricane Maria back up to Category 5 after slamming the Caribbean island of Dominica. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt.
I'm getting reports of damage to buildings, private dwellings, and also business places.
In sports, sponsored by AAA, Washington Capitals lose in preseason game one. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population. Those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. It's estimated over 1 in 10 adults are so fearful of receiving treatment that they'll only seek it when they experience an extreme dental emergency, like a broken tooth or an abscess. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these patients a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family. We listen. We don't judge, and we strive to make our patients feel completely comfortable during their procedures, ranging from general and cosmetic dentistry to full mouth implants. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490 online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here, and check this out. It looks like the good people over at EMP Winity Weight Loss have heard your pleas. Now, based on the huge demand from our listeners in Maryland, EMP Winity Weight Loss is opening a new location in Rockville. You heard me right. The weight loss company that has made it so much easier to lose weight is now going to be even easier to get to. In just 9 months, EMP Winity has become the standard for nutritional-based weight loss in the D.C. area. And with so many of you ready to commit to healthy living, this new location in Rockville, well, it was the logical next step. So don't wait. EMP 180 Rockville is open now and taking appointments. With the convenience of two locations now in Rockville and, of course, still in Tyson's Corner, you officially have no more excuses. Join me and the more than 1,000 clients and counting who have already reached our empowered weight and are living a healthier life. EMP180weightloss.com. Locations in Tyson's Corner and now Rockville. That's right, EMP180weightloss.com. One more time, EMP180weightloss.com.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonizer, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Chris Plant here. You may have heard me talk about the 2017 Chevy Bolt EV, the all-electric vehicle that can go 238 miles on a full charge. But did you know that it's full of EV technologies to help you maximize your range? Things like Regen On Demand, a regenerative braking pedal that restores energy to the battery while you slow down. If you haven't already, you need to check it out. The Chevy Bolt EV is not just a great electric car, it's a great car.
At AAA, your safety is their top priority, always. That's why all their roadside assistance technicians are thoroughly screened and expertly trained. They're prompt, courteous, and professional. They stake their name on that claim. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew.
It's 6:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 6:30 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway struggling with this four-car crash. That's why it's taking so long to clear. A couple tow trucks needed. This will be on the outer loop as you're coming around from Andrews around toward Allentown Road. Big time delays as you try to push past the crash. Looks like now two left lanes will get you by. So between Route 5 and Route 4, expect that to take a little more time than normal. Also, Allentown Road was picking up some volume for the bailout. Commuters trying to avoid that stretch of the Beltway. Interloop side, you're fine to get by. Once you do, up ahead to the Wilson Bridge, starting to see some of that stop and go from 210. No problems to report currently as you come in from the west, 66 Greenway Toll Road. But, of course, at this time in the morning, the volume pretty solid. As you come through White Oak, Maryland, southbound 29 near New Hampshire Avenue, car struck a deer. So we had one lane blocked there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry forecast here through the middle and end of the week. Clouds this morning, sunshine mixing in through the afternoon. Breezy at times, 83. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 68 and cloudy in Gainesville. We've got clouds in Olney where it's 64 and 69 now at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning. Joining us at 7:05, about half an hour from now, will be James Carafano from the Heritage Foundation. He'll preview President Trump's speech at the UN for us. 7:35, we'll be joined by Dick Hare. He's the chairman of the Republican Party in Maryland. Seems there are a lot of Democrats running against Larry Hogan for governor of the state. He'll tell us about that at 8:15. From National Review, it's Jim Garrity. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow is with us. We have a lot coming up. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonies.
Hey, good morning. So Toys R Us, you know, we talk about them. This is wild to me. You know, you think about Toys R Us, so many children, I remember growing up, my parents treated us like Toys R Us was selling crack cocaine. We weren't allowed to step inside Toys R Us. We just blow past it. just be in the backseat, just noses pinned to the window. What's inside there? Just right past. Which is fine. I get it. It was a long-standing tradition. And now as an adult, I have very little desire to go in there. Sometimes I have. I've got a young daughter. Occasionally we'll go and we'll visit. Not that often. But now, Toys R Us, in an environment where Amazon exists and all these other places that instantly deliver whatever the heck you want is right to your door, Amazon could be on the brink of bankruptcy now. They could be
Amazon?
Ready to... Not Amazon, sorry, Toys R Us. Did I say Amazon? I meant Toys R Us. Reports indicate Toys R Us could be the next retailer to file for bankruptcy. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the toy retailer could file for Chapter 11 in the next few weeks. And that's just a few months out from Christmas, which is the critical holiday season. That's why they call it Black Friday, you'll remember, so because that's when they actually get into the black. According to the Journal, the chain suppliers are hesitant to ship new items before putting money down. The company is facing a debt of $5 billion stemming from a leveraged buyout in 2005. They've already received most of their holiday shipments, but they soon could be prevented from receiving any additional toys before the shopping season begins. This is according to WCPO's write-up. So Toys R Us, falling on hard times for a store that has a legendary status in the minds of many children.
So sad. What happened? Is it because parents just are too lazy to take their kids to the toy store now, realizing what a magical place it is for kids? I mean, really, because they're just order everything online because they don't want to go to the store. People who have children now, that generation that has children now, would prefer to just not deal with people. They're the generation that grew up order everything electronically. It comes to my door.
Yes.
And this idea, even groceries come to their door now. They don't have to deal with people, period. And not realizing that when you're a kid, going to the toy store is just, it's a magical place.
Right. But for parents, here's so this my experience with my daughter is like when she was a small toddler, you know, we'd bring her to like say a doctor's appointment and they'd have toys in the reception area, right? This for example,
you
or
like
to somebody
call those germ sharers.
Yes, germ sharers. Well, whatever. She's strengthening her immune system. I'm for it. But or you go to some other kid's house and they've got a toy. And then I would see my kid play with the toy and love it. Be like, this toy just dominated all of her attention the entire time she was there. You know how easy it is for me? I just pick up my phone, right. I open up my Amazon, and I'm like, boom, that toy will be at my house in 2 days. Either I give it to her then, or I'll save it for some event. I'll save it for like a birthday or a Christmas or whatever. And it's that simple. And I can't be the only one. It's now to the point, forget toys, just everything else in my life. If I think of it, if I'm like, man, I really need this thing, it's the easiest thing in the world. I can take care of it in 30 seconds. Boom. And it'll be in my house 2 days from now. So what do I care? I mean, it's like, there's one less thing I have to think about. And for parents, and you consider something like Toys R Us, this clearly is something that's going through their mind. Why would I spend all my time driving to a toy store? Why am I driving? I mean, you mentioned, Mary, a very good reason, which is to give your kid the experience, the wonderment. Remember, like, Miracle on 34th Street?
Yeah.
Like, being able to, like, walk through the toy store and look up at all of the sights and see the things you might not have experienced if you were looking for something specifically. Yes, see, Toyland.
Toyland, little girl and boyland.
Soon you will be bankrupt and no kid will know the joy.
I think we just add this to the museum of things that millennials have killed off. You killed off the joy of the toy store. I hope you're happy.
Well, anything that requires, like, physical inventory is a pretty inefficient use of space now. I mean, they need... If you go to Toys R Us, these are massive stores with huge shelves with tons of stock,
yes,
and tons of inventory.
That's why it's wonderful and amazing and awesome for a child. And if you love your children, you take them to the toy store.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, this is Mary's attempt.
Could just look at... Here. Look at this screen, and this is what toys are. So you just look at the screen and read the description and let me know if you think it's awesome. That is what you have taken toys down to.
So Mary's attempting to save Toys R Us. This is encouraging people. Go experience it. Now, here's something I've always thought. We don't get many Toys R Us segments, so I'll talk about it here. So, as a kid, when you see there's a store called Toys R Us, and then immediately next to it, there's a store called Kids R Us. And you're like, oh, what's Kids R Us? And as soon as you find out...
They sell children.
Yes, they sell children. Yeah, it's totally different. As soon as you find out that that's like a big clothing store, you are so disappointed. You're like, I don't want anything to do with Kids R Us. Do not get me anywhere near that store. It's Toys R Us. Don't cheat. This is like switching from white bread to wheat. I know what you're up to.
See, this is what I expect the way of everything to go now. Because who wants to drive to a toy store with my kid in the car? Oh, my God. I can just get on my phone and order it. It's going to be the same thing. Amusement parks.
It helps if you up-talk when you say
that. Why do I have to take my kid to an amusement park? I can just throw goggles on them and they can get the experience of riding a ride without and they don't get hurt and they don't actually have to leave the house.
You know, it's funny you say that. Did you see the YouTube video of the guy who put his daughter inside of a bucket?
Yes.
And then held her up in front of a TV screen with a roller coaster on it, and then would tilt the bucket every time they would go up and down the roller coaster. And he's like, we don't need to pay for a theme park. I can do it right here at home.
I don't have to drive to a theme park.
Yeah. This is efficient parenting, Mary. Get behind it.
Lazy.
As we watch these stores shutter themselves. Oh, not good.
6:43 on WMAL.
I listen to you every day.
Just about every single day.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Thank you.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Now, by now, you've been hearing the messages from Ackerman Security and law enforcement veterans Vince Hill and Mike Sands. And even though I've been telling you about Ackerman Security, I didn't know that a burglary happens every 15 seconds in this country. No one else is talking about this, which is why I love Ackerman for telling it like it is, because they work with real law enforcement professionals to do something about this. And that includes their new No Theft Guarantee. It is the only one of its kind offered by any security provider in the country. Now, the No Theft Guarantee literally means that if your home is broken into while your Ackerman security system is armed, Ackerman foots the bill. They will pay for 100% of your loss. They can do this because a break-in at a home secured by Ackerman virtually never, ever happens. But in the very rare chance that it does, Ackerman's got you covered. That's why Ackerman continues to be the sign of real security. If you want to know more, visit NoTheftGuarantee.com for all the details. That's NoTheftGuarantee.com.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. Ever wonder why my wife Jean and I devoted our career to teaching people about personal finance? Everyone deserves the best possible advice for your personal finances and managing your money. My wife Jean and I started our firm to give you the service and expertise you deserve, regardless of how much you have to invest. You don't have to be a millionaire to talk to an Edelman financial planner. Whether you're worried if you're saving enough for retirement or planning for a trip around the world, we'll help you figure it all out. Let us help you achieve your financial goals, just like we've helped thousands of families just like yours.
Ranked the number one independent financial advisor in the nation 3 times by Barron's. Call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Barron's rankings of advisors has 3 major components: assets managed, revenue produced, and quality of the advisor's practice. Investment returns are not considered. Only advisors who apply are ranked. Awarded in 2009, 11, and 12.
6:45. Now time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. Now, we're not so bad right now. 95-395. We've had a lot of volume, but haven't had any incidents along the way. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge, slow as you head toward the freeway. Inbound New York Avenue. Well, in fact, New York Avenue at Bladensburg Road in the intersection. That's where they had some troubles dealing with the signal light issues. I'm just seeing a little bit of volume on the approach, but be a patient getting through that intersection if they're still dealing with those signal lights. All right, Maryland Beltway, I wish I weren't still talking about this crash on the outer loop as you leave the Joint Andrews Air Force Base or jam from Route 5 heading around toward Allentown Road before you get to Route 4. Had 4 cars involved in this crash, so that's why we have a lengthy cleanup process there. 2 lanes to the left getting by. Top side of the Beltway crash quickly cleared. Outer loop near George Avenue, so some good news there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hurricane Jose staying well off the mid-Atlantic coast, moving northward today. Clouds this morning. They'll break up and give way to sunshine this afternoon. Breezy at times and warmer, low 80s. 67 tonight, sunny in upper 80s Wednesday and Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 69 degrees at 647 on WMAL. We remember that song. That is from Top Gun, Tom Cruise movie. Everyone remembers that movie and Tom Cruise with the aviator glasses on and the infamous beach volleyball scene. And there's another really famous scene in that movie. Remember in the bar where Tom Cruise goes up to, he picks up the microphone and he starts to sing, Mike McKay's singing it to me right now. He sings, You've Lost That Loving Feeling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, very, very iconic scene. Well, Democrat Dan Helmer, he is running for Virginia's 10th congressional district. He released a campaign ad yesterday that has already gone viral, but it's gone viral for a reason he probably didn't want. It's gone viral as one of the worst political ads ever, where he goes into a bar and the Top Gun scene plays out. Now, he's got on a t-shirt that says veteran with a flag under it.
Uh-huh.
And he plays out the Top Gun scene. We're going to let you hear it in all its glory.
Hey, Dan. Isn't that Congresswoman Comstock back there at the bar?
Oh, boy. Sure is.
Bet you can't get her to hold a town hall.
Town hall? Do you want better than that? You've lost that love and feeling.
No, oh, God. Dan.
You never hold town halls anymore with constituents. Planned Parenthood and Obamacare, you voted against. You're trying hard not to show it, but Barbara, Barbara, you know it. You've lost that centrist feeling.
Oh my God.
Because you've been right wing appealing.
How many takes did they do of this?
We've lost that loving feeling. Now it's
imagine. They're just like standing there for hours doing this over and over. But dupe.
Nice work, Dan.
Thanks, Maverick.
Yeah, way to go. You really showed her.
and you know, the Barbara Comstock character is in a red dress with red nail polish. And you just see from the side, and she walks out of the bar. And
oh, yeah. She totally got served.
So he didn't get the girl, though. I'm just saying.
But this is so ridiculous. But can you imagine all those people standing around? And they're like, what are the lyrics? Like, you've lost. Okay, everyone, remember, you've lost that centrist feeling. They're like walking everybody through it. You have to get a whole room of people singing a made-up version of the song, which is not that good.
I will say the visuals of the commercial actually are really, really good. The visuals are actually very good, but he accomplished something, though. It is viral. It's been on Fox News. It's in the Washington Post. Everybody's talking about it. So what he paid for that spot probably he's gotten more than his bang for the buck.
You could run naked across the White House lawn and everyone would be talking about it.
Yes. It's 6:50. WMAL News is next. No. Oh, no, it's not.
I saw a t-shirt the other day that made me chuckle. His shirt said he's not lazy. He's in energy-saving mode.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Okay, here's the irony. A home comfort system worth its nuts and bolts is definitely not slacking off when it's in energy-saving mode. Just the opposite, in fact. Maybe you've got high energy bills telling you that your system might not be pulling its weight. Right now at Snell, we're offering what might possibly be the last home comfort system you'll ever have to buy. For starters, you can save $1,700 on a Lennox system. And then let me sweeten the deal even more. 0% financing and no money down. So let's recap. A complete home comfort system, heating and cooling, the Lennox name installed by my stand-up guys, and worry-free comfort season after season after season. Now there's a mode that's really saving energy.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Tell me if this describes you. You're a man who's worked hard all your life. You have a nice house, a savings, a good retirement. But now there's just one problem. Your wife says she wants out. She says she wants a divorce. Suddenly, everything you've worked so hard for, it's all on the table. Your house, your pension, and most important, your kids. She says she feels terrible about the way things have turned out. She says she wants to be fair. Trust her, she says. May I suggest to you an alternative? Consider trusting instead the law firm Cordell & Cordell. Remember this. You're facing one of the most pivotal, critical times in your life. I know. I've been there. It's at times like these that you need a partner you can count on.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys. A partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Konica, the German Shepherd that I rescued, was stinky, skinny, and scrawny, full of skin rashes and scratching. And I started feeding Konica Dynavite, and he became such a happier, itch-free, stink-free dog. I dug deeper into the website.
DINOVITE.com.
What if, in addition to Dynavite, we do the raw beef and the egg diet and see what happens? Forget all these 50-pound bags, the formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways. This dog's as close to a wolf as you can get. They're carnivores. With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and Super Omega on top of it, it just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit. It's unbelievable. Hey, if you're thinking about rescuing a dog, you got to start him out on Dynavite, DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
It's 6:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Jess.
Hi, Mary. Good morning. After record highs for the Dow and S&P yesterday, futures are higher again this morning, indicating another higher open on Wall Street. Markets are mostly lower, though, in Europe and Asia. Crude oil hit a seven-week high yesterday. It's now ticking even higher this morning. That could mean higher gasoline prices for you down the road. Hurricane Maria hit Dominica as a Category 5 storm last night, up next the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. Insurance companies are watching. It is too early to tell if it will impact the U.S. Equifax now says it got hacked last March, way before the breach we found out about over the summer. Nearly half of all American adults are now vulnerable to identity theft. Investors will be paying attention to President Donald Trump's address to the United Nations this morning. He'll also attend the Secretary General luncheon. And Toys R Us filed for bankruptcy last night. It's operating normally as it restructures. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News, on 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Digital dating has brought us all kinds of new terms. Terms like breadcrumbing, when someone communicates just barely enough to string you along, but not enough to make a commitment. Or benching, when someone keeps up a great stream of tweets or Snapchats or whatever, but won't actually get together in person. And then there's ghosting, when someone you've been communicating with suddenly, without explanation, goes silent. There's a reason so much of the new dating language is negative, because so much of the online dating experience is negative. Look, the newest app just can't compete with the oldest way of getting to know someone, face-to-face. At It's Just Lunch, our matchmakers get to know you and then personally hand-select your matches. Plus, we arrange your dates and handle all the details, from scheduling your date to confirming the reservation. Stop clicking around and start actually clicking with other people. Call 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes first on the fives. And here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Mary, it's been a tough hour for our Beltway commuters, Maryland, trying to get past the Joint Andrews area and over toward Route 4. The crash still blocks the right half of the Beltway. Four cars involved, so they have a major cleanup here and a couple tow trucks needed. So your delays that begin now before you even get to Branch Avenue, solid lineup. And this means we put the pressure on Route 5, pushing north out through Camp Springs to get to the Beltway. A lot of commuters bailing and thinking, I'm not going to sit on the Beltway, so taking Allentown Road, you get hit hard as well. Now, for the Virginia Beltway, leaving Springfield to Annandale, a little bit of volume. Still great time to cross the American Legion Bridge. Each direction, not seeing any delays there. Quick note, in Manassas, the crash east on 66 at Business 234 over to the shoulder. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy start to our Tuesday, but clouds will break up and give way to sunshine here this afternoon. Breezy at times and warmer. We're into low 80s. Clear overnight 67. Sunny in upper 80s Wednesday and Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 68 degrees at 6:56 on WMAL.
All right, so this is an interesting topic, and I'd like to broach it with you here about this New York Times story. So I guess last week, in one of the first Monday Night Football games, you had a woman by the name of Beth Mowins, who called the Chargers game, I believe, and she did play-by-play on Monday Night Football. And this was... basically, this is an interesting thing because it was historic. You know, she was the first woman to call a Monday Night Football game, of course. And following her debut, there was a range of criticism and reaction across the board, because now you've got a woman doing play-by-play. You know, normally we think of, you know, traditional Joe Buck. I mean, whoever does it nowadays is famous. You think it's always been a man, of course, calling play-by-play. And then occasionally in some other sports, college, for instance, you'll hear ESPN will put a female play-by-play caller on. The New York Times had a piece yesterday with the following headline: "Safest Bet in Sports: Men Complaining About a Female Announcer's Voice." And they did kind of a dishonest exercise here, which is they just looked for Twitter users who were complaining and then built their case around it. They embedded a bunch of tweets of people saying Beth Mowins has a really weird, annoying voice. This is for the Chargers versus Broncos game. Tuned in to watch. Heard Beth Mowins' voice. I commend you for giving Beth Mowins a shot, but her voice is annoying to listen to, et cetera, et cetera. Now, this is an interesting story, and I'm not sure if it's wrapped up in her voice per se, but the idea that you have a woman doing play-by-play, part of what the piece gets to is that one of the people who are quoted says something, one of the men who are quoted say, "I watch football to get away from women," which is like a mixture of both a sexist thing to say and a truism. Right? I mean, so it's like somewhere in the middle, like where men are like, I just want to veg out and just watch just men beat the hell out of each other. And I want a man telling me who's beating the hell out of the other man.
And, you know, people, we've become so conditioned and so used to hearing a man call play-by-play that to hear a woman do it, it's a very different and new experience. And I think for some people, it might just be subconsciously, this is a comfort zone. I just want the same experience I've always gotten. Now, if you think criticizing commentators is limited to women, you haven't been following sports closely enough, because I can tell you how many people hate Joe Buck's play-by-play. Joe Buck is like the highest paid guy in all of the NFL, I think, for calling play-by-play announcements, but he constantly gets criticized. People hated, I remember Giants fans were so upset with him for the way that he called the David Tyree catch in 2007, because he didn't do it with enthusiasm. Like, hey, be excited, man. You just saw the coolest play in NFL history, and you can't even work up any excitement whatsoever. What's wrong with you? So now you've got slowly but surely women being introduced to the equation of calling play-by-play, and some people not okay with it. I think it'll change.
Well, remember, women comprise almost half of the NFL audience. So maybe women want to hear women describe
it. It's entirely possible. I'm open to that.
What's coming up next, Vince? What's your name? I was calling you James because James Carafano's coming up.
Call me Vince. Speaking of TV stuff, Fox News Channel undergoing a primetime overhaul. We'll tell you what the new schedule looks like.
And as I said, James Carafano,